Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
I'm waiting for it to... There we go. I'm leaving that in. Welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode number 72. I need my show notes. What's the day today? Today is, Saturday, June the 17th, 2017. I'm your host, Stone, and joining me is my co-host, Lita. Lita, how are you doing?
I'm good.
I mean, I was ready, and then all of a sudden I wasn't. Like, I was like, oh, where's my notes? It's like my notes are way over there.
Best butchered intro ever. Like, I know I've done some bad
Hello and welcome
intros,
to the WoW Challenges podcast, awesome. Episode number 72. Today is Saturday, June the 17th, 2017. I am your host, Don. And joining me is my co-host, Lita. Not as good. Well.
No. The original was, that was good. That was classic. Absolutely.
Gotta keep the
fantastic.
Clean tag.
How are you? I mean, obviously, you've had a big day, so, mm-hmm. You know, you've been walking, which has been great, so I'm surprised that you're...
Not great.
Well, you did a walk, so...
Yeah, I did a walk. It was not great.
Excellent.
It was good, it was not great.
Okay.
I had a nap. I'm tired, I'm sore, I'm cranky. I'm in a cranky mood right now.
No,
cranky.
You.
No. Oh, I'm cranky.
Oh, you're cranky because of your cherry cola.
That too.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to talk to someone who's not cranky.
Yes.
And that would be our guest. We have Tiber here. Hey, Tiber.
Hey. Hi.
Thank you for coming and having a chat with us. Yay.
Well, thanks for having me. It's cool to be here.
Finally.
You're much. Yeah. Yes, darn.
Yep.
Finally.
I thought you liked to interview good challenge players, so I'm not quite sure why you got around.
Wow. Don't sell yourself short. Jeez.
You are a good challenge player. We love chatting to everyone, so we're very excited to have you on the show. And thrilled that photo. There is Tiber. We see Tiber, the puppy dog, is there. So everybody wave. And give Tiber hugs because he's been unwell, and we're glad he's home with you. So yay! Yes, Stone, you're gonna say something.
Sorry, I was just gonna say if you know, if we can have folks like Theon, then you know we can have anyone on, right? Right?
Ooh, shuts. Fine.
Hey, he gives it to me all the time. So when I find the little bits, you know, because the little bits, yes, I am on a roll tonight. I got a tinkle.
Sorry, Tiber.
Sorry, Tiber.
Drag me into this.
Oh, boy. Anyway, we're so happy to have you here. So thank you. Let's have a chat about you and people can get to know you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind many characters, I'd have to say. Altaholic, for certain.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm kind of a wild altaholic. Live in southern Wisconsin with Tiber the dog, as you see. I've been playing a bunch of Hearthstone lately, branching out a little bit, but that's pretty much it.
Okay. So how long have you been playing World of Warcraft?
I started shortly after Burning Crusade, so I guess that's about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And when did you first start doing a challenge?
I tried it, you know, kind of when it was first a thing. I think that was before Pandaria. And I had two or three characters, and they didn't get very far, and they died. And then the new expansion came out, and I kind of left it alone until, you know, a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that would have been the original Ironman challenge that was started. What was that, Kata Stern? Came in Kata? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah,
okay,
Kata.
Excellent. So what challenge are you focused on at the moment? Or, you know, and like, do you have a particular one? Or, again, being an altaholic, do you have lots of different challenges on the go at the moment?
I've got a little of everything, or I did. Which you mm-hmm. probably go over that later, but
okay,
yeah. So I got a couple Ironman and a 10 and a pacifist, which I seem to be having the most fun with right now.
Okay,
what?
Wow, that's cool. What? Alrighty. So have you not tried the bloodthirsty challenge then?
I did. And I made it to level, I started it about a week ago, and mm-hmm. I made it to level 10 a little earlier this week, and then I promptly got him killed, so that's what happened with that.
Oh, no. Sorry. Okay, all right, well, we'll talk about that in a minute. So what has been, like, your fondest challenge memory? Obviously, you know, you're doing a few different things, you're trying different challenges and that, but what's your standout memory of doing a challenge at the moment?
I guess right now what I've enjoyed the most is taking that pacifist character and finding some quest out in the world where you have to go get something, and going out there and getting it done without getting him killed has been, every time I feel like I kind of beat the game a little.
yeah, there is that certain level of some satisfaction when you just go, yes, I didn't die or something, you know. So, yeah, that's cool. All right. So tell us, like, when you're doing with irons in particular, say, what zones have you been focusing on? Like, are you picking a particular, like, race, like Night Elves, and just taking all Night Elves through that, or are you jumping around with different races as well? And then how are you going with your leveling?
I usually alternate between Horde and Alliance just to mm-hmm. change up the zones. This latest iron is a Night Elf Hunter because I finally decided to get serious. You know, all the people that give you advice say,
yeah,
do a Night Elf Hunter. And so the zones I usually go through are pretty much Elwynn Forest, Westfall, Red Ridge, Duskwood, just because I'm most familiar with them. Or yeah, on the Horde side, Northern Barrens, or wait a minute, Durotar, Northern Barrens, Southern Barrens.
Mm-hmm.
At least I think I'm familiar with them. I don't know. Last time I was in Northern Barrens, I got jumped by somebody I didn't remember.
Oh, okay. Where was that? Do you remember?
Yeah, there was some Theramore Marines. You know that area along the coast where they have the pirates?
Yes. Yep.
And I came down the top of the big hill and kind of went into that area backwards. Also, a way I couldn't go back out. And mm-hmm. I was in this little compound, and I picked up a couple quests. I didn't realize there's two Marine guards just outside the entrance, and as soon as I stepped out, they clobbered me.
Oh. Ow. Okay, yeah. I'm pretty sure we're all knowing exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. So, yeah, it can be a little bit rough over at that one. Okay, so what do you think has been, like, one of your worst deaths? We all have them, and sometimes we just facepalm ourselves or just, you know, look and just roll the eyes and go, oh, my goodness, I haven't, you know, I shouldn't have done that, but what's been the worst death that you've had so far?
The one that bothers me the most now is, you know, during the first leveling challenge we had this year with the mages.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was doing pretty good the first week, at least for me. And
yeah.
I had just finished up in Hillsbrad Foothills. And before I left, I thought I would just run into the hinterlands and grab the first flight point. And those griffins got on me and knocked me off my mount, and they chased me, and they killed me. And I just I was so mad because I was doing so good, and yeah, I just threw it all away just to pick up a flight point.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I think we all feel that we feel for you in that kind of being chased, being hit off the mount always. Don't you think, Stone? It just is one of those things that you just, as soon as you get hit, you know, flung off that mount, and you're kind of like, no, it's going to happen. Like, I know it happened to me yesterday, actually, and I was like, no, no, keep going, keep going, going. I managed to just get out in time.
I think during my contest, or no, during the 24-hour live stream, I was actually leveling up through. Man, hold on. Wow. I drank the pop the wrong way, and it went down the wrong way, and it's like... was in the Arakoa area up in the top, and I got dismounted. Not high up, but still high enough that it was like, oh my goodness, and luckily I remembered where my goblin that was my F1, because that's my crap button.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was able to make it safely, and everyone was like, oh my goodness. Ooh. Like, yeah, it's okay. I'm fine. But, yeah, when you get dismounted,
lucky.
Get those goblin gliders, man. They really help out, that's for sure. For sure.
Okay. So what do you think's been the most unfriendly zone for you so far, Tybop, with what you've been doing with your challenge tunes?
Well, I guess because I've got 3 deaths on my 10 challenger in Red Ridge, so at least for me so far it's been Red Ridge.
Dead Ridge.
Yeah. Dead Ridge, exactly. It's all about the Dead Ridge. We all understand that zone very, very well. Okay, so tell me about, you were saying you're having fun with the pacifist. Fun pacifist. Those are two words.
Yeah, I've never heard them.
I totally don't think go together. Sorry, pacifists out in the chat room, but
pacify.
Yeah. So what's been happening with your pacifist then?
I got him up to level 21, but I've just been
wow.
Doing the dailies is something I do, and it pushes up the levels. But what I really enjoy is going out in the world and finding the quests that you can do without getting any kills, and trying to find a way to pull them off. You know, just like I said, it seems like you're playing the game a way it's not meant to be played, and it's a little more challenging for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just saying, Ferristel in the chat room says, lol, pacifists are fun, sort of. I promise that one of these days, I will give it a go. One of these days.
What I thought was... pretty unnerving was with my bloodthirsty, is it really, really was strange not to be doing quests at all.
Mm-hmm.
That was very, really went against the grain for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit weird. I've been doing a lot of bloodthirsty. So when I hopped onto my iron, I was actually like, I charged off and I was like, wow, oh no, I'm questing. Like, I took off down the road and I'm riding, going, okay, I'll go over this spot and start killing. I'm like, I'm on my iron. What am I doing? Go back and pick up the quest, you silly girl, you know? So it was actually quite weird. But I'm really glad. 21 on your pacifist. Well done. That's awesome. I bet you'll be looking forward to world event coming up very shortly. just saying. Maybe that's a good time we should try it, Stone. World event. Anyway,
pacifist. Well, maybe to get up into the level 10 so that you can actually start to do cooking and fishing quests, right? So
maybe we'll see. All right. So, Tyber, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try challenge tune? Like, you know, I mean, whatever the challenge tune, what's the tip? What's the trick? What's the thing that you say?
Well, I guess one bit of advice I can give is my go-to way to kill challenges these days is to try and reach a flight point that's a little bit too far in the enemy territory. So don't do that. I mean, it wasn't just this one for the contest. I've done it to a few more since then. The other thing is I'd say, you know, play whatever you're going to enjoy playing, you know, whatever class, character, but hunters are really good.
Yeah, no, that is most definitely good advice, especially for the new people wanting to try. You know, it's tried and true. How many stone? How many hunters have we got at 110 or in the top 100?
Yes.
As on.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, Sean. Doing it live, folks. Throwing the big questions at the man.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Seven in the top.
Top 17. No, actually, no, that counts Bloodthirsty and Passies, too. So, actually, just for Iron, one, two, three, four, five.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Six out of 15, which is actually not as much as it used to be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Druids, rogues.
Do you still do the stat breakdown of the class... you know how you were doing the stats for the website of how many people are playing the classes and the races and stuff?
Yep.
Do we have that stat?
I'm again looking.
Just throwing it at you.
Hunter is by far the most used.
Most popular. Yep. And there's a reason. There is a reason for that. They are quite...
Number quite two powerful. Is the Druid at 1900-ish.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But that's hunters are far and above the most used of the classes. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And I suppose, which we'll get into after we've had our little chat, but there were some changes done with this week with the patch.
Yeah.
So, I found hunters to be a little bit more stronger than
because they needed to get buffed.
Yeah.
Anyways, different absolutely. Show. Different
can
show.
I just say go Warlocks. Anyway, so thank you, Tiber. Thank you for sharing all of that. And again, thank you for coming to have a chat with us. So how about you tell us, what have you been up to in World of Warcraft this week?
This week I got my artifact knowledge up to level 40 for my main character,
yay!
Which is good because, I can send, you know, the upgrade now to my alts. So I figure that I'm going to get some alts leveled from 100 to 110 now that they can get artifact knowledge pretty easily. I got my Tin Man, which is also my scout for my Iron Man. I got her up to 28. My Iron Hunter, I got up to 25, and like I said, the pacifist is level 21. So it was all half this week.
Wow, you have got, so your 10 you're running as your actual scout. So your 10 is which tune?
10 is it's a gnome hunter. That was actually a contest character, you know, for one of the other leveling contests.
Yep.
And she got killed in Red Ridge when I tried to control that Etten, and the control thing didn't work. Shots.
Wow.
Yeah. That's no good. I've had issues with that. I don't do that quest anymore.
Yeah, well, that's why, the new Iron Hunter doesn't do that quest.
Yes. Oh, we don't blame you. Okay, well, that's good. Hey, look at you with a scout and everything. That's an awesome idea. Okay, and your Iron Hunter, so your actual iron that you're doing through, dinged, so level 25. So what race is that one?
Night Elf. Like I said, I decided I do have a level 41 Iron Shaman,
yep.
But I'm probably going to bypass it with the Hunter just because at some point I realized, well, all these people that come on the show and give advice say, you know, try and get an iron hunter to 110 first. So that's so I decided to switch to that.
Okay. Wow. But awesome work. You've got an iron chamois at 40. Well done.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's been a very slow... He mostly plays during holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, we understand that. Okay. Oh, and as he just dinged 60 on his chamois. So, yeah, there you go. Some chamois love. Excellent. Go people. Crystal in the chat room says, freezing trap before using the orb on the Anton. There you go. I honestly wouldn't have even thought about that. Thank you, Crystal. That's a really good tip.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. And what else? So you were saying about your bloodthirsty. You gave a bloodthirsty character a go?
Yeah, I made an orc warrior bloodthirsty, and yeah, I leveled pretty quick. I was surprised. You know, I'm pretty sure it was only a week ago I started them, and I think I hit 10 on Wednesday, and then yesterday I tried to run past a bunch of level 8s, and that didn't work.
Yeah. That's no good.
Damn. So what was it? What class and race?
Orc warrior.
Okay.
And that's probably why I got overconfident, is when he was targeting mobs and attacking them, he was knocking them out.
Yeah.
But when I tried to get past him because I wanted to start leveling in a different area, three of them got on me, and at that point, you know, you got to get those kills to get, I forget what the recharge is, to keep going.
Heal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Second Wind, I think, will heal you, right?
Yeah, I know what the icon is for it, but I forget the name.
Yeah. No, that's right. The Victory Rush. There we go.
Victory Rush. I thought it was Second Wind. Rush, so bad, Stone. Stone bad.
Okay. So you're going to give it another go at some stage?
Yeah, I'll probably start another one and you know, get them in an inn to build some rest XP. I mean, there's not much point in doing it during the Fire Festival because they won't get any benefit from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a bit of a bummer because the Irons and the Pacifists are going to do really, really well with the mid-fire summer festival starting very shortly. So, Nisi, the bloodthirsties have no love.
They're shunned.
Anyway.
Well, they will have some love in July.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, we will see. All right, well, it sounds like you've had a really interesting week, Tyver. So, congratulations on your artifact knowledge on your main. Yay, well done. And good luck with all your challenge turns.
Thanks. It's been fun. I've been having a good time with it.
Oh, good. Excellent. All right. Stone. What are you doing, Stone?
I'm doing okay. A little tired, but we did the ALS walk. So, again, thank you, everybody, that pitched in. And even if you couldn't, thank you for retweets and just your support. Another special thank you to Thule, because somebody at number two was starting to accrue cash, and they were coming up to my number one spot, and Thule donated some more money to us.
He's like, nah, it's not going to happen.
And
Thule, that's wonderful.
I think right now, from what I've seen, that person is still in second. But if Thule hadn't have done that, she would have been in first.
Okay.
My wife got a huge amount. She got $580. And again, she would have beaten me if it wasn't for Thule. So... Thule, thank you for allowing me to thinking of the right word of allowing me to acquire more donation funds than my wife. Because I don't condone...
That's one way to put it. That's one way to put it. Okay.
So I want to do some sad news first before I do my week, because I don't want to end mine with sad news and then do yours. And then, okay, leave that go, because that's not cool. Some of you might not know, but we've lost somebody from our Iron family. He was a listener from, I guess, day one, because that's when we started to do in the podcast. He did do Irons and I believe Pacifists as well, even before we started to do our thing. So his name is Kassan, or Kassan. I'm going to say Kassan. I don't know how to actually pronounce it. But basically, Fair's husband just passed away. I was gonna ruin our clean tag, but I'll just say F cancer. So he fought it for a long time, and that was it. So Stir told me Fair needs to talk to you like right away, and I'm like, oh, what? And I wasn't expecting that, to be honest. I was expecting something Iron related or something like that. But he did play Irons. Apparently, like according to Fair, he never got very far. He did try them, did listen, and supported her playing as well. So technically, he was actually on our show. Because when Fair was on, at least I'm pretty sure it was him. When Fair was on our show last, and you can hear some chopping, I'm pretty sure that was him chopping food up. So, now it's kind of funny that, well, he was actually on the show. I mean, I know that we couldn't really get him, so, Yeah, and so she says in chat, yeah, that's him. So, making carrot soup. So, I'm thinking of you, Fair. I'm thinking of you, Kassad. So, because we're all a family, and Fair, I've said to you, offline as well, that, you have all of our support. So, if there's anything that we can do, let us know.
Anything, please let us know.
Okay. And the other thing is that I want to say happy birthday to my grandmother, who's long gone, but I always think of her. This is her birthday. And so that's Aww. It. So, okay. So my character died, right? Last week or the week before, something like that, right? And I was like, okay, I leveled up a character to level 5. Well, apparently I didn't. Apparently I leveled him up to level 23 because it went so fast. And I thought it was level 5 or something. But now he's up to 41 already. And I finished Dusk Wallow Marsh. And I'm on the way to Thousand Needles and Tanaris until level 45. Then when I get to 45, I'm going to just skip everything and go to Fellwood. And work my way back up into Winter Spring and whoosh, done. So I don't know what my slash plate is, but I'm not really sure. So so I was actually thinking about bringing my 83 back to use as a scout to see.
Well, all the cool kids are doing it. Look at Tiber. He's got a scout.
Well, yeah, I was going to do it as a scout, but not. I mean, so I haven't deleted my 83. I have not deleted my 60, whatever it was. The one that the flip table one. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So I haven't deleted those ones. Usually I do. Usually I'm just like, delete them. But I didn't this time. So I'm going to keep them around. I was going to use my 83 as a scout just to see if I can actually do that Bone Commander quest without actually with being on a mount, because I just want to see how it works, because obviously, you know, I can't kill those things without being on a mount, but without doing the jousting. So that won't be for a couple weeks or so, I guess. I'm looking forward to the Midsummer Fire Fest Festival, that's for sure.
There's new stuff. I'm just saying.
Yes, there is. I have it in our show notes.
Oh, exciting. I already know, because, I saw new.
Do I have it in? Which show notes is it? It's in the other show notes, not these ones.
Yeah.
Because these ones doesn't matter. Okay. So, So that was pretty much my week.
Wow. You did really well, though. 40.
It's been going quick when I've been playing. So, just pew pew.
I know.
And
I must stuff around too much, because like you guys are just like flying through your levels.
But I'm playing at level though, so I'm not completing zones. I'm getting up to where I need to be, and then I move on. So versus the old way I'd play is I'd complete the entire thing and then I'd move on, and then I'd gain a couple levels, but the XP starts to kind of drop a little bit. So you kind of slow a bit, but it's much safer. But on a hunter, honestly, I feel like you can just go and kick the crud out of everything. Yeah. When I hit Hellfire, then things will probably change. So.
Well, it'll be interesting.
The Fel Reaver is going to be back.
Worry about the Fel Reaver until, you know, just stay out of its way. And do the, I can't remember who told me, but one of the guys when I was on a while ago in the guild on Wormrest had said, I think, you know, like highlight them, focus them.
Yep,
and so when they walk away and that I still, you know, so absolutely. I've got, because there's nothing worse than not realizing that they're walking up behind you. Yeah. Sometimes you don't realize that the earth is shaking because the Fel Reaver's there. Especially if you're killing those little wormy, slimy, wormy things. Because you know how the ground shakes anyway.
Yeah.
And if the Fel Reaver's... Oh, nothing worse than turning around and just being like... Yeah. Anyway.
Well, he was trying to get me this... Well done. This, he was trying to get my other character many, many times. Many times. Yeah. And I gave him the finger. Anyways, that was my week. What do you call a spa full of resto druids? A hot tub. Why is it a hot tub? They're resto. It's not fire. And they're not necessarily girls. Anyways.
Hey.
Lita, what did you do this week?
I've been busy. I've actually been really busy. I played like... let me have a look. I played 5 challenge turns.
I saw your notes. I was like, what is going on? What is up with you?
I know. I was like on fire. I think I just needed a break from Legion for a bit. So my little gnome hunter, Iron Leader.
Hold on. It's a hot tub. Heal over time. I am so stupid. Wow. Azzy, that's a great joke. Yes. Yes. Anyways, carry on.
Anyway. Okay. So my gnome hunter was level 58. So I'd been in Winter Spring last week. And I actually had decided to go over to Swamp of Sorrow after I'd kind of finished all Winter Spring. So I made it to Swamp of Sorrow.
Cool.
Yay. I found 8 different rares.
Really? In Swamp of Sorrow?
In one sitting, like nice. In the space of like an hour. 8. Oh my lordy. Extra XP was fantastic. I dinged level 59 pretty much on those 8 rares. Like I did a couple of quests, but those 8 rares was like, yeah, thank you very much. So then I decided I'd actually head into Blasted Lands because I was given, there was some like, I'm not going to go over to the ship. I'm not going to go do the goblin one where it sends you over the ship. I know I've had problems with that. I know other people have. I know I've also been over there and not had problems, but I'm not going to take the chance. So I thought, well, I'll go over to Blasted Lands and get the flight path because I didn't have it to, what is it, Nether Keep? What's it called? Whatever it's called. Anyway.
Yes.
And I got one rare in Blasted Lands. So, you know, when you first get in and there's that scorpion, that's like right there on the right hand side as you enter.
Oh, usually that's dead. Land.
Yeah, it was up. And yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to kill it. And then I didn't see any other rares. So I was like, oh, okay. I should really just go back to Swamposaurus. But anyway, dinged level 60. So nice. I was doing the quest and. Yeah, so I was like, okay, all right, excellent. I think flying? I pushed through the XP, the rested. Hey?
Yeah. Did you pick up your flying, though, or did you wait?
Yes. You yeah, no, right no. I once I did that, I went straight to get it because I was like,
yeah.
I'm not going to wait. I just want to make sure I have it. And it was good because I had enough gold to get both, so I was really happy about that. And then I parked her. So she's over in Blasted Lands, I think, there or Stormwind, I can't remember. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'm going to keep going with Blasted Lands. I've got a couple more quests that I've got to do, so I might as well just try and finish them before I do anything else. So so we'll see how we go. And then I jumped on my Blood Leader. So she's my Night Elf. Oh, she's my Night Elf Hunter, that I had started a while ago.
Okay.
And I had her in Wetlands, at level 23 and still in Wetlands. I killed 5 rares. There was one that was not up. Last week I got 6 rares. I only managed 5 this week. I was bitterly disappointed. I was like, who took my rare away? I was like, someone's taken my rare. I can't find it. But it was good. I got to level 24. I did a bit more killing through the rested. So, you know, no rested. So I think she's a couple of bars off 25, but I just kind of, I just felt, no, it's okay. I'll leave her. I think I pushed her for about nearly a level and a half, actually, with killing and getting the rares. So I was quite happy with that. So she's going quite well. No real issues with the Bloodthirsty Hunter. Quite, you know, again, quite powerful. And then I decided, well, you know, because I don't have enough turns, I'll make another one. So I made a human warlock called Bloodleader.
Go figure.
I know, something different. And I started her at level 1. Wolves, orcs, and goblins in the starting zone. I was like, really? Okay. They give me like 2 copper. 2 copper. I'm thinking, come on, give me something else. But she doesn't have a lot of gold at all. I didn't have enough to buy anything until I hit about level 7. I headed out to Elwynn Forest at level 5. I just kept killing stuff. The rare wasn't up. There's a rare, what is it, over where the, just past where the goblins are. But it didn't spawn. So, excuse me. I headed out to Elwynn Forest. I thought, oh, well, I might as well get out there and started killing boars. Yeah, that sounds really familiar. Yeah. Yeah. Many, many boars. So I ended up and some culpurses. So I was looking more for sort of humanoid stuff to kill to try, because I thought, okay, well, the humanoid stuff should give me cloth and give me some money.
Yeah.
So I was killing the, you know, the guys down at the mines, and I just wasn't picking up any green, you know, nothing, like no green drops, that I could sell on the auction house. So I'm thinking, okay. Anyway, I know one of the guys in Discord gave me, said to go kill the wolves, that the wolves are quite good to do that because they drop the wolf meat. So, so thank you for that tip. I will try that. I did manage to find four rares actually in from level Elwyn? 7 to 8. I was really quite surprised because I looked at Elwyn Forest and I'm like, okay, there is, you know, there is some rares, but you know, I'm only level 7 and I've only got Imp. Impy I have, and Impy's name, I don't really care. It's Pip-Pip anyway, so I've just renamed him Pip-Pip. And I'm, you know, so I'm quite happy with that, but I was pushing it because they did a server restart the other night, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm like running around, and I could see this rare over it. There's this cottage and there's like these pirates, these humanoids all around. Yep. And I'm like going, oh, you know, I've got like 10 minutes and I've got to clear. And I'm just like, I'm pushing it. Like, seriously, I'm pushing. I'm pulling. I pulled two at once. I was like going crazy bloodthirsty because all I wanted was that damn rare. That's it. I nearly died. Seriously. There was one point I thought I was going to be dead. And sure enough, I managed to, I don't even have fear. You know, Impy's not taken a lot of, aggro because I don't have the pet abilities to be able to, you know, to be able to really control the imp at the moment. So I was like, oh, I'm going to die. But sure enough, I just managed to kill the rare piratey dude, Culpress, whatever his name was, over there in this little house. And, I was like, dinged, level 8.
Oh, nice. just because of the rare? Cool.
Yeah. I my heart was like, oh, okay, all right. Thank goodness for that. So yeah, so she's sitting over and I pretty much pushed her through. So there was no rested. Like I just kept trying to, I'd hop back on her and, you know, keep going. So I want to get her to just keep going on her. So one, then I can register her. And two, I think once I get some more, you know, hopefully Voidy should be coming now. I think Voidy comes at level 8. I don't know. I just remember I logged off. I didn't even look at anything. I was like, get back to the inn, log off. So yeah, so we'll see how she goes. And then I also hopped on to, so I did some more work on some of my irons. I hopped onto my other iron leader, which was a night elf hunter, and she was level 31.
Wait, hold on. So this one is Iron Lita, and then you have another Night Elf Hunter that's an Iron Lita. So how do you keep them straight?
Because I know where they are. And they've got different spelling, and they're on different servers.
Okay.
So anyway, she was level 31, and I had decided, I had her over in, I'd like to think that I had been questing or going to quest in Hinterlands, but I'm not really sure.
Okay.
So I decided I would actually take her down to Cape of Stranglethorn and do some stuff down there. So I got her up to level 33, so I got a couple levels on her, so that was quite good. And note to self, people, just remember, when you move your toons, reset your hearthstone.
Yep.
I didn't actually end up back. I was hearthing, and it was only at the very last minute that I paid attention to the wording of where my mouse was over the hearthstone that was like, you're going to end up going back here. And I was like, no! And I quickly moved and stopped the hearth just in time. And I was like, okay, I need to go to Booty Bay and make sure that I reset my my inn. But yeah, that would have been a really nice long trek again if I hadn't caught that in time. So yeah, tip of the day, make sure you change your hearth. Yes. So I got a couple of levels on her, so that was good. And then I pulled out my undead warlock that I haven't played for a little while. Again, Iron Leader. And she's she was sitting in Barrens in Northern Barrens. And I was like, oh, what was I doing here? Okay, I must have been heading into Ashenvale. So she was level 24. So I took her from 24 to 26 into Ashenvale. Did the accidental pulled too many mobs at one time and killed the first mob as I was trying to get away from the second mob. And dinged, and oh, yeah, and then so was like, oh, full, I'm going back after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he got up to full health.
yeah, and I was like, right, now I can take you on. So, so that was kind of amusing, because I was like, ah! But, yeah, so I got some levels on her, and I did quite well. I'm quite happy. But, yeah, two near-death experiences this week was no deaths, but two that really got my heart pumping. And I was like, oh, boy, oh, boy. So, anyway, it was a good week. It was actually quite nice to take a bit of a break from Legion and just to really focus on, you know, some challenge turns for the week. So I really enjoyed it.
Cool.
Which was good. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Neat.
Well, neat.
Neat.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Let's go into, okay.
What's that? What
using the World of Warcraft?
Oh, okay.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita Ann Stone.
I don't know why I find it amusing, but I just do. So the walk for ALS, wait, I already talked about that, so never mind. Midsummer Fire Festival is coming up June 21st to July 5th. Lots of XP for pacifists and irons, go get it. I think pretty much you can do everything except that there is an XP buff that you can get that right-click it off. I think you actually have to specifically go out and get it, so don't. You will get a mm-hmm. zone-wide buff. You can't actually remove that, so it's okay, right? You can't do anything about that. Did you find the thing? Yes, you did. Never mind. I'm just playing around with her show notes while she's doing her thing, and she found my little. Anyways, so yeah, there's the Midsummer Fire Festival. It's June 21st and July 5th. Yeah, so I will have a blog post out. Honestly, there's nothing really changed. There is a new pet and a new toy. But that doesn't really impact us at all. So honestly, it's going to be pretty much the same deal. Go out and get some free XP. I was really hoping to use it on my 83, but such is life. One day, maybe this time next year, I'll be going for 120. Yeah, and be using that for the 120 push. The other thing that we have is patch 7.2.5 has landed. And honestly, at first I kind of thought it was just going to be class stuff, right? You know, okay, there's going to be some class changes, and there definitely are. Okay, so some things got buffed, some things got nerfed a little bit, some things got buffed by a teeny tiny bit, but anyways... We found out about, what is it, Thursday? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Thursday. that characters were getting flagged. I'm like, why are these characters getting flagged all of a sudden? Like, what's going on? And some of the cosmetic gear that was white that you get, for instance, the pink circlet, or the spring bouquet, you know, all the, I shouldn't say all, because not all of it changed. Some of the cosmetic white gear that you would get from Hull. Day events turned green, which resulted in a whole bunch of people being flagged. And so, like, what we've had happen before is that when you get flagged because of this stuff, that's not very fair, because it's not you that made that choice or misclick. It was Blizzard that made the change, and that's not you being flagged, right? So that's not very fair. So I've gone through and changed most of them, fixed most of them. There might be, I think I actually just fixed some more when I got back home from the walk. I'm going to go through and do another pass. I said I was going to do it on Friday or Saturday. Friday? Today's Saturday. Wow, I'm getting my days mixed up. I said I was going to do it on Friday. I don't think I did as much as I thought I was going to. I'm going to do a little bit more. If you see that your character is flagged because of this stuff, let me know. Let me know the to name, the realm, and the region, and remove the items, because you are no longer allowed to wear them. I'm not going to add them to the exception list. It's just get rid of them. If you are wearing any cosmetic gear, even now, that is white, I would honestly say get rid of it. It's not worth it to get yourself flagged. If it changes to green and then you get flagged, I mean, you're not going to get really, really hurt by it, because I'm going to reset it, but it's better to not do it. I'm just looking over the notes. I do have some links for the survival guides. I don't really think we really need them now, to be honest. I don't know. I think we might have them up. I think maybe we should put them up in the show notes on the post when we put this live.
Okay.
Other than that, I think that's it. I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. I mean, there's lots of information there, people. So again, go and check Warhead out. And if you're unsure, I mean, check it out, or ask in Discord, ask, you know, officers online if you're on Wormrest. If in doubt, you know, we're all here to help each other, so ask the question, and we can point you in the right way if we're not sure ourselves.
The only last thing I want to say is that something's been confirmed about something that's not been announced yet, but it's gonna be really good for us as like a group.
Will you stop?
It's gonna be really, really good. So it's been confirmed. I just can't say what it is until they announce it, because we need to make sure everything's good on their side. But they said to me it's 100%. I'm like, okay, great. So it'll be really good for us as a group. BlizzCon 2017. Honestly, I kind of thought I really didn't see how 2017 could get better than 2016, but this is gonna be good for us. So, yeah, we can change specs. No, well, yes, we can, but not just once. So, yeah, they still don't track that. I've asked them. Anyways. So. Because it requires development work, because they don't track the number of spec changes. They only track the number of talent tree wipes and then respecing into that. So that's it. Yes. So, okay. But very we should find out end of or around the September time frame. So,
yeah. Okay.
So a little bit for now. It's going to be really hard. It's going to be really hard for me to sit on this. Okay, Lena, go before I.
You know, if I was there, I would bop you over the head right about now.
No.
Just saying.
No.
Yes. Just saying. I'm like, damn it, Stone. I don't even know.
I can't help it.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Can't help it. 40 turning 12.
Anyway, before we get on to the state of the challenges, I was going to ask Tiber, Midsummer Five Festival. So are you going to be going gung-ho on that, Tiber?
Oh, yeah, I always do. Not necessarily challenging them, too, but I have a lot of alts, and I usually pair up a flying one with a non-flying one because I have more than one account and kind of go flying around harvesting as much experience as I can.
Yeah.
Obviously, yes. I won't use that trick with the challenge tunes, but with my other characters.
Yeah. And I got a feeling they've added some more fires in.
Yeah, they did. Okay, so are you going to say? Because I totally forgot about that.
Well, I don't have the notes, but okay. I thought, wasn't it?
Yeah, they added new fires in Draenor and Broken Isles. So there's extra stuff that you can go to, especially for folks that are going for level 110. You can go back and go into Draenor and get a few more extra ones. So that's really good.
Ooh, that'll be nice. That will get utilized a lot by people, I think. Yay. Oh, well, that's exciting. So happy Midsummer Fire Festival when you get there, Tiber. What about you, Stone? You really going to push it as well with the blood event?
I'm going to try to do as much as I can, but at 40, whatever I am, right? Hold on, let me scroll up. 41, although it starts in a couple of days, I don't know. I don't know how many I can actually get, but I'm going to grab as many as I can, right? But on my normal tunes, I don't know, because I want to get the pet, right? So, I want to be able to get that pet. So, anyways. So,
Okay. Cool.
My kids are
coming. All right. The kids. Yay. Okay. How about we go on to the state of the challenges for this week? So, I'm going to start off with the irons. Let's have a look. We have got Ash Was Here, hit level 88. Anabolic, hit 90. Never Died Rogue, hit 91. Never Died War, hit 93. Never Died Is Pally, hit 95. Never Died Druid, which is De-Driven.
See, you did it right. Yeah.
I did. I actually got it, I think. Wow. Hit 101. 73, hit 102. Trickster, hit 107. Well done, Star. Bazta, hit 107. And, hang on, drum roll.
I wish I had drum roll, yeah.
I know, you need to do something about
soundboard.
That.
I wish I had a soundboard, but I'm too cheap.
Yeah.
Because they're so expensive.
We know. Yeah.
That's right. We know. Wow.
Anyway, we have a new Iron Champion, people. Absolutely fantastic. Never Died Shah. First ever Shaman. Fifth this expansion for Irons. And he's 6, including, because he's got a max level Bloodthirsty as well. Absolutely fantastic. Never Died is just an amazing, amazing person to have been able to do this. How many has got? 1, 2, 3, 4, and in the top list, as well as hitting that with the Shaman. Fantastic. Slash played apparently was 6 days, 5 hours.
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, I kind of find it weird that nobody has managed to get a shaman up. Like throughout the entire time that we've been trying to track this thing, and And I'm even saying back prior to us, nobody's ever done this. At least nothing that was on the site. So this is the first ever. It's crazy. Yeah, and it was really hard, and then it got really easy, and then it got hard again because shamans had a instant heal, like boom, and then they got rid of that, right? So you could level up as Resto, and it was like, oh, well, then we should be able to get a shaman now, but they took that out, or they changed it. Mm-hmm. So now it's hard-ish still again, and so never died. Congratulations. Huge congratulations. Just reading chat. Ash, I think, is saying that never died has passed Lysen on number of irons. I guess, is that total overall? I would assume so. I know that Lysen has a fair number, but I think he focuses on getting the firsts of certain things, right? And I know Lysen is actually working on an Iron Man in D3. I've actually been having a look at his vids on YouTube. He's posted, I think he posted the 9th one up. But Never Died does, tries to do one of each class, right? So, it's amazing. I think Swartz was saying that, does this guy never stop to eat or sleep? And I'd have to say no, because every time I go on, he's online. So Never Died, this is all that he does, right? He levels up irons. So if you want to find out how to level up an iron, listen to this guy. Go find him out. He's on the forums as well. I think he has a post that we've stickied too. You should love and stuff. So anyways, congrats.
Congratulations.
Big.
Yeah. It's amazing achievement. We're
still trying to get him on.
Yes.
Can't get him on, man. It's just timing. So just, we're still
timing.
Trying. Still trying.
Good old timing.
Oh, he's on our Discord server now? What? Is he?
Yeah, he is. He's in our Discord server. Yeah.
Oh, he's not. He's not.
He's joined Discord. No, he's joined Discord. So,
Well,
so you can certainly
poop.
Chat to him there, which is awesome.
Cool.
All right. Well done, Irons. Well done. And again, Never Died. Fantastic achievement. Well done. All righty. Let's go on to the Bloods. So, Tiber, can I get you to read the Bloodthirsties, please?
Certainly. Bloodthirsties, we have another soul reached level 43. Zaya Blood reached level 45. Soul Shot reached level 46. Soul Shield reached level 50. Conjured Soul reached level 52. Tease reached level 54. Calamoon reached level 58. Genetics reached level 60. Tire Iron reached level 70. And Bent Grinder reached level 85.
Nice.
Woo!
I want to say that Nisi has only 4 this week.
So. Only 4? Nisi, what's going on? Yeah. Slacking. That's all I'm saying. No, she's probably been busy with Zorts and Toewinkle's challenge. She has been leveling other things. I'm kidding. Well done. Well done. All right. And, excellent work. Okay, let's do Pacifist. Tiber, can you do that one too, please?
Certainly. Pacifist. Five Roll is level 49. Pacibrofist is level 51. Tool 7 is level 52. Tool 6 is level 52. Tool 5 is level 54. Herbalissa is level 56. Never Died PCI, or PASI, is level 61. Tool 4 is level 63. Huey Hamster reached level 71, and Fire Arlene is level 86.
Nice.
Wow. Nice. Fair. 86. Well done. That's awesome. And never died. Unimpressive. So, he's still going. Still going. Oh, wow. Yeah, no snuffle tips no this week, Azzy. Sorry.
Yeah, why is... I don't think he popped up on our list. I don't know why. Yeah.
Look at Thule go. Thule's got four. Thule's another little machine. Thule's
been like... When I saw that, I was like, holy crud. Here we go.
You know what? It'll be interesting next week once Midfire Summer Festival starts.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Well, because he's got some characters that he's leveling up without professions, right? So he'll be using that, and I would expect... Well, and it will depend, because I think they're low-ish, so they might not make it onto the top 10, right? So it depends on what other passies do. So
yeah. But well done. Can I just say, before we get into the tins, look at our week. Irons, Bloods, Pacifist. Not one death.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Not one.
And we got a champion. That's great. It's awesome.
And a new Iron Champion. Fantastic, guys. Well done. All right. Well, let's get into the tins. So, Stone, off you go.
Okay. Lita. Slowpoke is new to the list at level 35 with one death. Mount Maldios is level 38 with no... deaths. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Man. Thorgus is level 44. Iron Freck is level 53. Iron Maxi is new on our list at level 59, also with one death. Iron Palavix is level 70 with plus one deaths. I think that's Rogue Slayer, yeah?
Rogue Slayer, yeah. Yep.
I don't know how many deaths she's at, but I just said plus one. Because I think she's at like 520 or something.
She's so gonna slap you.
She has so many deaths. I mean, anyway. So I just do it because it's just poking. I just poke because I love. This is how I express my feelings, because I'm 40 turning 12. This is how we do it. Out Rogueser is level 85, has not yet died. Baz Tur is level 89. Anabolic is level 90, also has not yet died. And Trickster is level 107, also has not yet died. They're on both lists, so I don't know if you wanted Stir to take you off the list, but either way I'm okay, because I think he mentioned something about it, but I keep bringing that up but I keep forgetting to talk to him, because that's how my life is. If I don't write things down, it won't get done. Speed to 60, there was no changes, so
Okay, all right, well done everyone.
Congratulations.
And commiserations to any... Definitely not on a list, and to everyone who did lose tunes this week. We're very sorry, but good luck on the upcoming week. All right. Chit chat. Sometimes I think we should do a bumper.
I think we should do a bumper for it. Yeah, I don't know. But it's gotta be a bumper that, like the bumper that we have for the news, it works, because it's like, you know, she did it, right? Anyways.
I don't know. I'll wait till I'm on holidays. We'll see what we can come up with. Anyway, chit-chat time. Lucky I said that right. This is where you can ask us anything. Questions about the challenges, share your tips, tricks, warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, all those kinds of things. So let's start off with the first one. Tiber, can you read that one, please?
Okay, from Smashing Quasar on Discord asks, I'd like to know if I can try this challenge on an existing account, or do I need a brand new one?
Existing. You don't need a new account. I would, if you're just going to give us a go, just to mess around, I would create your iron on a realm that you already have your main tune on, because then any goal that you get from your iron, then when or if it dies, then this is just like something that you don't really want to play a lot, then you can delete the character and give the gold to your main tune, right? So the gold's not just out there. But honestly, yep. I like to keep my iron separate and on a different realm. But yeah, you can just have your existing account. So.
Or depending, there are, challenge tunes.
And guilds and stuff.
Guilds around, of course, Wormrest Accord for the US servers is where we have the Alliance, WoW Iron Man. Yep. Guild, so you're more than happy to come to that. And there is EU is
Awesome Trousers has one on Dark Moon Fair, I believe.
Yep.
And called WoW Challenges.
Yeah. So, and I mean, I've got one on Oceanic as well, both Horde and Alliance side. So again, depending on what you want to do, just, you know, let us know, ask out in Discord or tweet us up on the tweeters. I was going to say, tweet us up.
Here we go.
Oh boy. I need more coffee. Anyway. Yeah. So they also asked another question. How do I know the number of quests I've already completed account-wide?
Hit Y to bring up your achievements, and then there's a statistics tab down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Click on that, you click on quests, and it will show you. The other thing you can do is that now when you list your character on our site, you click on the little round pie chart thing beside your tune name, it will show you all of your info, and you can scroll down into statistics and find the number of quests there. But yeah, you will start with 50 plus quests. Just depends on how many pet quests that you've done.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Exactly.
Also, we think that you might have not said chit chat. Just saying. So now I have to go and recheck it.
I did. I said it.
All the times that I've never sworn, and now this is going to be like two for
you?
No,
it's not.
It's going to be two?
I didn't swear.
I don't know.
I did not.
I don't know. Now I'm going to have to go check. It's not just one person that thinks you might have. It's more than one. Just saying.
Hey.
Just saying, you know, we do have a clean tag, right? Like you do know that we have a clean tag? Because I'm not quite sure if you're...
Again, if I was there, clean. I would sort of bop you over the head. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Like threats of violence?
Exactly. Okay. All right, so next one, we've got another question from Discord. So, Tyva, I'll get you to take this one as well, please.
Okay, Cyrek asks, hey, someone asked me something about the Iron Man challenge as a DK, and I can't find any other information on the site. Is there any special rule for DKs except that one with the runes? Does he need to drop the starter gear from the DK zone and fight naked?
I don't know about the one with the runes. Oh, okay, yeah, right. So yeah, they can have runes on your sword, but yeah, you do have to drop the green gear that you get. So you do have to fight naked during the first few fights until you get out of Archeris or Archeris or whatever you want to call it. So or Archeris, is it? It's not Archeris, right? Not with an AR, it's ACH, right? Anyways, so...
ACH.
Wow. So I've called it Archeris or Archeris with an AR for the longest time. And that's my main. So yeah, you have to get rid of all your green gear and then do the quest. You cannot equip the blue sword because you will get flagged. Yes, it counts. And you go down and kill some, if you want a quick weapon, go into the mine and kill miners to get the pitchfork. And then you can put a rune on that. And then you can at least use some of your spells that require a weapon. So that's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. And next one, we've got another one from Discord. Discord's been very busy this week.
Yeah.
So Tyber, can I get you to read that one, please?
Yeah. Razorisk asks, Bloodthirsty, can you collect from chests or not?
I think so. I don't think it should count as a quest, except in Draenor. In Draenor, it might count as quests, but I'm not 100% sure.
With my brief experience of Bloodthirsty, there's chests among the Murlocs in the Blood Elf Zone, and I collected from there, and I didn't get flagged for it.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think normal chests are okay, but I think when they started going into Draenor, because they were set up a certain way, I think they might count. I'm not 100% sure. Somebody knows, let me know. Just for those ones. I'm not 100% sure with that though. So.
Okay. Yeah, Nisi says the low level ones don't count. Not sure about the ones in Warlords. Alright, well we might see if we get a response from some of our other peeps as to what that is. Okay. All right. Now, the other thing that we wanted to just let people know about is that we did have a question in Discord, and Stir actually answered really well. We wanted to talk about sometimes when we go looking for things and we're not sure where to find them. Of course, Wowhead is an amazing resource of lots of different information. So sometimes, though, when you're looking for not your green, not your blue, not your purple gear, you're just looking for some vendor gear, it can be quite overwhelming to, you know, figure out where do I need to go, where are all the vendors. Not everyone knows where all the vendors are in every city. I know I run around Ironforge like 50 million times, even today, trying to find the right damn vendors to get some gear on my toons. But Stir, I'm just going to read what Stir had posted in Discord about, you know, how to look up things on Wowhead. So he says, hey, what many of us do is go to wowhead.com. On the left-hand side, select database, items, and then either weapons or armor. Select the kind of weapon type you're after or armor type such as leather. Then a screen of those items will appear. Now, filter the list on the right-hand side with quality such as poor or common and apply the filter. Now you have a list sorted by level. If you want to see an item you want, click on right-hand side, location, vendor. Ta-da! So I think that is like the most comprehensive and best description of how to look for stuff on Wowhead's database. If I had tried to describe that to someone, I would have completely butchered that. So Stir, thank you very much for explaining that. That's really good. Don't forget, there are those resources there for us to use. They're on the internet. Absolutely. We are also here to help, but don't forget that sometimes we aren't available to answer the questions. And if you need to go look up stuff, Wowhead definitely has got so much wonderful information. And if you're really unsure, then certainly send us a message and we can get back to you. But utilize the stuff that we've got. And obviously the forums has got our forums on the website, has got lots of information too, Stone.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. I'm like,
sorry, I was,
did you
I'm,
mute yourself?
No, I'm booking guests.
Okay. Okay. All right. Anyway, so, don't forget, there is lots of handy resources as well with the forums, the challenges forums for Iron Man, etc., as well as Discord. And of course, you've got, you know, all the wonderful websites that people make, not just Wowhead, but there are lots of different sites around that you can find information on. So we're very thankful to the people that do that. All righty. I was going to say, well, Crystal had mentioned for the DK, you could use Mobile Auction House on your DK to buy white stuff and then use the mailbox in Arcaris. Arcaris, did I say it right?
Sure. I'm kind of like, I mean, yeah, you can use the auction house, sure, but I don't know about the gold. I mean, because the gold, so you'd have to be lucky if somebody posted the stuff up really cheap, because I don't know if it would necessarily be as much as what the gear is when you buy it directly from the vendor, because the highest gold valued piece I think is like 5 gold and some, and that's for, I'm gonna say, a chess piece or something like that. But there's 7 pieces or 8 pieces of gear that you can get, and they range anywhere from between 2.5 to 5 gold. So I think in total you need about 30 gold. So I mean, you could do that. You could use a mobile auction house. You just have to be lucky. Mm. And what I mean by lucky is like not is be really lucky, not have somebody post stuff for you. That kind of lucky.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, but
and,
I mean,
and
it's
it would have
to
be less.
So
you're still
going
to have to grind, right? So you're going to have to grind still.
Yeah.
Because you still need the gold. Because when you go sell your green gear, if you were to sell the green gear is worth like hardly anything. So it's like copper, like 2 each or something like that. It's nothing, right? So, Now I'm kind of intrigued. I might want to give it a go. Sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Test it and get back to us next week. There you go.
Funny.
That's your top for the week, John.
No, because I said, no, I'm not playing any other iron until I get this hunter up to 110. No.
Too late.
No.
You just said.
I said, anyway. Want to test it. You said I should do it. It's different.
I know. Because I think you volunteered. That's wonderful. No. Okay, so WoW5Iron says about the chess. I think they may count as quest and mop, but I haven't tested it lately.
Oh, it missed, eh?
Okay. So, yeah, I think we probably need a bit more clarification. Nisi says she might try and take a normal tune out to mop and Drenal and see how she goes. Thank you, Nisi.
Yeah.
She'll let us know about that.
And if you go to test this out, you have to make sure that you're using a tune that has not already opened that chest or gotten that piece of item or that piece of gear stuff. Because I think once you get it, I think that'll count, and that's it. And it should not count again. I don't believe so, the way things like this work. So try and use a tune that you know 100% has never been in there to open up chests and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And the other thing I want to say, WoW5Iron did say back when we were talking about the quest, number of quests, he said if you make a new tune, to check it, complete one quest, and then verify that it, you know, that it just added by one. He said that he has seen it jump. So, you know, that's probably not a bad idea is to, before you get started. Because normally the very first quest is, you know, go talk to someone. So that would be easy enough that you don't have to actually literally go and kill, you know, like 10 boars or whatever to be able to do it. So that's another good way to double check. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Anything else from the chat room? I don't think so. I think we've covered most things.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay, so I've got a joke from Azzy. He sent me two, and I chose this one because of I'm half of what we're going to talk about. The other half is Scottish. So, anyways, have you heard about the Italian cook within incurable disease? He passed away. Passed away.
Pasta.
Pasta away. The Italian cook with an incurable disease. He passed away. It's good. No? I liked it. It was good.
Yeah.
The other one he sent me, I liked it too. But I...
We'll do that next week.
He might send me something else. So.
Oh. One. That's fine. That's fine. One's enough. Thank you, Azzy. Yeah, gold. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Passed away.
Fool's gold, I'm saying. What? Anyway.
That's racist. Okay. So...
What?
I don't know. Anytime somebody says something kind of like weird, I just say, that's racist. And it may hate...
Weird.
Be like, what? Yeah, because it's not racist. Anyway, so... okay. So... wow, I always mess this up. Thank you to everybody that supports us through Patreon. Apparently they did a new website and a new logo or something, and everybody hates it. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not.
Why did they change it?
I didn't see anything really wrong with the old one. I don't really think I'm jazzed by the new one, but I don't hate it. I don't know. Anyways, so thank you. It's a platform for you to be able to help us, because otherwise I think we could do... PayPal does monthly recurring things, and there's protection on that too. But it doesn't have the... it doesn't have a lot of... I guess social stuff, right? So, anyways, so so I think Patreon kind of works right now for us. But thank you for everybody that supports us. We're at 105 of 200, and it helps pay for a server. So I would love to be able to take the stupid ad down. So, and then feel much better about paying for the server bills, because sometimes it's freaking exchange rate. So can we get the dollar up? Come on. Not the American dollar. My dollar. Sure. My dollar. I need it to go up. I think the last time that the Canadian dollar was up was when the American dollar was going down in 2008. That was with the credit crunch, right? Or something like that. Anyway, so that was like almost 10 years ago. Wow, I feel old. So thank you. So here's our... Okay. Oh, this is... Other thing too. Oh no, I'm gonna wait till I'm gonna make a video of it. Never mind. It's okay. So thank you. It's just, this is how it goes. There's these things. Hold on. Let me write it down. Because I'm gonna forget, and then I'm not gonna do it. Video.
Make your notes. Yeah?
Got it. Okay. So for everybody that supports us on the $5 tier. Here is the thank you, man. Okay, just plow through it. I don't know, man. So Xylin, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Cell, Fair, Five Iron, Gotrick, Calamoon, Lysan. See, I'm pronouncing it correctly. I used to say Lysan. Because L-Y, mm-hmm. Anyway, so, Died, Zaya, and Anonymous. You can choose to remain anonymous if you want. That's okay. I will respect it, sort of. So thank you all very much for your support.
Yeah, like, Thank you, guys.
Put it this way. If it comes from anybody else except from you-know-who, I will respect your wishes. But because it comes from you-know-who, I have to rib and poke. Also, just want to say a little shout-out to Darmhungler, who listens to the show and lost his eye the other day. I feel bad for you, buddy. But it's good. It's good on you to come back and try again. So,
yes. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Well done. Made another tune, did they?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck. Good luck, Stormwind.
There was actually a couple tunes I noticed that in chat DC'd and died. There was somebody DC'd and died. I don't know if they were on... I think they were on a rogue, maybe.
No.
Yeah. I've noticed, you know, and when it's a
things
patch week...
Things were boggy with the patch.
Yeah, when it's a patch week, you know, if you...
play your tunes.
They can restart it at any time. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Always be very cautious when patch week's out. Yeah. That's what I don't understand. Patch week. I mean, we've been lucky over the last few years that we've had some really smooth transitions with, you know, expansions and stuff like that. But remember what it used to be like?
Yep.
Back in my day.
And Twitter still explodes.
Yeah.
It boggles my
like,
mind.
Seriously, people. Like, just, you
know, have no idea.
It's crazy. Yeah.
We used to have patch day on Tuesday, uphill and also downhill in the snow. And it was a blizzard.
And as Aussies, we would get no playtime at all Tuesday nights. Nope. Well, we still don't to some degree. Damn it, blizzard! Leave my nights alone. Anyway, barefoot.
Yeah. Barefoot and...
Effort
and snow. Oh, I was going to say something else, but I caught myself. Yeah. So okay, I would have been bad. Wrap up, Stone. Okay, next show will be on Saturday, June the 24th, 7 p.m. North American Eastern whatever time. And that is Sunday, June the 25th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern whatever time. And that's 1 a.m. Central European time. Well, because who cares if it's daylight or standard? Because by now, everyone's switched, right? So it doesn't matter. It only matters during that month or so on either end when people don't switch at the exact same time. So anyways, because right now it doesn't matter. No. Anyways, so we will be joined.
Whatever.
Can you stop doing your little...
Okay.
I've not had anything to drink for like 2 months, I swear. I feel like I've been drinking though. We will be joined next week by little Niecy Sock Puppet. Oh man. So many jokes. We will be joined by somebody that hasn't been here since what episode are we on right now? 72?
72.
So they were first on episode number 2. So Ash will be returning because we haven't had him on for forever, and it will be great to have him back on. It's been like he hasn't been on for years, and literally I think it's almost been like we're coming up to our 2 year anniversary, so it's been about a year and actually it's been more than 2 years. Anyways, forget it. Tiber, thank you for coming on, finally. Sorry for taking so long. I feel like such an idiot. Thank you for coming on. Thank you very much for coming on.
Yes. Thank you, Tiber. We appreciate you coming and having a chat today. And all the wonderful things that you're doing with your tunes too, which is great. We can't wait to see where you go from there. So do you want to tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
Sure, and thanks so much for having me. It was a lot of fun. About my only online presence really is I'm at Tiber_WoW on Twitter. you can find me there. I'm usually ranting about something I don't like about WoW. Do or don't like about WoW or something.
I thought you
had... puppy dog.
I thought you had another account, though. No? Didn't you have two?
I do. I've got one with my proper name, if you want to. I'll give it to you. But it's...
No. You don't have to. That's okay.
Political stuff off the Tiger account and vice versa.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. That's not always a bad thing. We totally understand that. And the other thing is you can get to see Tiber, which is actually your puppy dog, your real-life puppy dog, who's and you post pictures of that, which we always like that. Puppy dogs are good. I like that. Where's Bob? Speaking of not puppy dogs, Bob's being very quiet. Is he down? Oh, thank you. Just what I wanted to see your chest. Excellent. No, he's gone.
Bob. He's sleeping. He's sleeping.
Up. He's asleep.
Well, he's sleeping on the cube over there, and now he's awake. He's like, what?
Yeah. What? He's like, now he's going to, I hope he comes over and like swipes you and be like, that's for waking me up.
Come here.
Nasty stone. All right.
Might get him over
Well,
here.
We will have the link up on the website. Anyway, if you want to check out where Tiber is, as I said, on Twitter. So thank you, Tiber. Now, don't forget, you can check out the website, which is wowchallenges.com. You can send us an email if you want to contact the show, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Preferably, we like emails about how you play the game, not promoting our website and spam.
No, that was to the other account. That was to the Adventures in Azeroth account.
Doesn't matter.
You see the email that we got to... It was like, hey, my name is Maria. And I was like, oh, cool. And I would like to speak with you. And then something. Yeah. I'm like, oh, great. Weird.
But anyway, I mean, they all come through to my Gmail account, so I lose track of what. But yeah, we like normal emails, not spammy emails.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Just saying. Anyway, don't forget, you can contact us on Twitter, which is @WildChallenges. The Discord server, if you're not in the Discord server, then why not? Lots of fun to be had. Check out tinyurl.com/WildChallengesDiscord. Don't forget, what's the rule? Oh, there's Bob. Hey, Bob. What's the rule when you put it into the... hi, Bob. He's like so calm. Look at him. He's just like...
Because he just woke up. he's like, what? You want me to come up on your lap when you're recording a podcast? What is going on?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm right there.
Now he's going to think that's going to happen every week now. Yep. And then you're going to be cranky next week and like, what are you doing here?
So the rule on the Discord server is that you got to put it into a web browser and not into the Discord server name. And then let the web browser work its stuff,
You're purring. I can hear him.
Oh, yeah?
He's happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's purring. He's a purring.
He's purring. Awesome. Okay. So don't forget. Yeah. Come and say hi. Lots of chats to be had over there, which is a lot of fun. Just remember, rule number one, people. Will Wheaton's rule. I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay, this goes across all platforms, not just Discord. Please don't be a twit head. That's my edited version of Will Wheaton's rule. Okay, check out Facebook. We are on there at facebook.com/wowchallenges, as well as the video Stone posts up on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. Remember, you can come catch us live every week on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Stone, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at stonegrasp. That's me grasping your stone. As well as being a co-host on Adventures in Azeroth, which... usually live every Thursday. But you sound better, so that's good.
Yes.
And
yes,
I will tell I you, I went right back to sleep. And I was out for another 2 hours.
I was pretty, so it was pretty good. I had a rough week. Yeah. I was very sick this week. Anyway, so yes, check out Stone on Twitter. And you can find me on Twitter as well. I'm at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW, as well as my other show that I do without Stone, which is called Behind the Avatar. Had Faye Bellina on this week. It was awesome. We had great fun.
What?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, so I saw her at BlizzCon 2015, and I was way too nervous to walk up to her and ask her for a photo.
She's awesome.
Because but anyways, yeah.
I know she's like your favorite artist.
She is.
She's really
fantastic.
She's
very good.
So we had a really lovely chat with her. And don't forget, of course, Adventures in Azeroth, which we will be back this coming week, provided Stone and I aren't answering.
Are you sure?
So apologies. Yeah, well... apologies, the sickness, the lurgy bug had hit me really badly, so I'm feeling much better. Yay for antibiotics! Woo! Fantastic. And lots of other natural stuff to help. Anyway, big thanks as always to Mark Honan for our wonderful intro. We do love it. Check out Mark Honan at Mark Honan WoW on Twitter. As well as check him out on Torrent Think Tank. He co-hosts with Jules, and they do an awesome job over there. Other than that, I have to say, Tiber, again, thank you for joining us. It's been a lot of fun. To all of our challenges this week, everybody have a really great week. Good luck with all your challenge turns. To Fair, I just want to say, sending hugs, my dear, and we're thinking of you. Let us know if there is anything you need. Please let us know. And that's it from us. Thanks for the chat room. Thanks, guys. Thanks for everyone coming to say hi. Stone, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
And that's it. So have a great week, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.